unrest in the Middle East, the economic crisis in Europe, Iran threatens Israel, the moral decay of America. What are the prophetic trends, and why is prophecy important? Stephen LeBlanc discusses these issues and the events surrounding the return of Jesus Christ. And now for World Watch Today, Stephen LeBlanc.
So back to this fascinating topic of the kingdom of God, and there's so much in the prophets concerning the soon coming kingdom of God, and we know that Jesus Christ is going to be the great king in that kingdom. Prophecy also tells us, and I'm referring to that prophecy in Zechariah chapter 14, that all the nations around the world will be required, literally commanded, to send representatives to Jerusalem to worship Jesus Christ during the Feast of Tabernacles. You find that wonderful prophecy in the book of Zechariah. I'm reading from Zechariah chapter 14 in verse 16. And it will come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations who came against Jerusalem, remember there's a great end time war when all the nations or many of the nations of the world amass troops in and around Jerusalem. They fight against Jesus Christ. Tens of millions of people will die, but some people will survive, and they will survive over into the first years of the millennial kingdom. And at that time, at the beginning of the millennium, of course, Jesus Christ will be king over the whole earth, and all the nations are commanded to send representatives to worship Jesus Christ at this special time of the year, the fall time of the year, and they keep the Festival of Tabernacles. Now, that may sound strange to you. It may seem to be, well, shall we say, an Old Testament or Old Covenant festival day, but that's not accurate. We find that Jesus Christ and the New Testament church, even after Christ died and raised or was raised again from the dead, that the church of God in the first century kept the Feast of Tabernacles. That the Feast of Tabernacles pictures a time when Jesus Christ returns to this earth, that the whole world, the nations of the world, worship Jesus Christ as King of the earth. Take a look at this important prophecy. Write it down. Read it later. It's in the book of Zechariah, the book of Zechariah, chapter 14 and verse 16. And it will come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, who is that King they worship? It's none other than Jesus Christ. So the Feast of Tabernacles is used as a worship tool, if I could describe it as a type of a tool, that the whole world will observe this Feast of Tabernacles, and they will worship the King, Jesus Christ. In the kingdom of God, all the nations are required to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And if any nation rebels and does not send representatives to Jerusalem to worship Jesus Christ during the Feast of Tabernacles, we're told that they're going to be punished. Notice what it says. I'm in verse 17, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 17. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth that do not come up to Jerusalem to worship Jesus Christ, the King, the Lord of hosts, on that nation there shall be no rain. So today we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're talking about the festivals of God, which are the official days according to God, not according to man, but according to God, the days all the nations of the world will keep. Days such as the Feast of Tabernacles, the Days of Unleavened Bread, the Passover, and of course we're talking about the New Testament Passover, but the nations of the world will also recognize Christ as King, and that He authorizes and He commands the nations of the world to keep all of these days, not just the Jews. Don't make that mistake. Many people think these festival days are for the Jews only. Well, people don't appreciate that the festivals of God detail for us, give us insight into the plan of God, and who is at the center of the plan of God? It is Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who died for all of us. It is Jesus Christ who will be worshipped during the Feast of Tabernacles is the great king. It's Jesus Christ who gets rid of Satan the devil. It's Jesus Christ who is the great white throne judge. That's right, the great white throne judge who judges all the peoples who are raised in what the Bible calls a second resurrection. We know that the Bible talks about a first resurrection. Well, then there has to be a second resurrection. And that wonderful topic is discussed in the book of Revelation chapter 20. But let me get back to this crucial point. Jesus Christ is central to all the festivals of God. The festivals of God reveal the plan of God for all of mankind. And the festivals of God reveal to us the importance of Jesus Christ in that plan. He is involved in all those festival days. And at the end, and I'm talking about after the end of the millennium, there's going to be a resurrection of the dead. Millions, billions of people will rise from the dead, and they will be judged. And Jesus Christ will sit on a great white throne judging these multiple billions of people. It's very clear. You can phone us at that toll-free number, 1-877-449-6753. We have our updated, this is the updated summer edition of 40 Astounding Facts Concerning the Kingdom of God. This is the latest updated version of 40 Astounding Facts Concerning the Kingdom of God. You need to phone us. We'll send this to you free of charge. You can reach us toll free at 1-877-449-6753. Request 40 Astounding Facts, Kingdom of God. Again, that toll-free number is 1-877-449-6753. Leave your name and address with us. And today we focus on more astounding facts concerning the Kingdom of God. Did you know that there's going to be a great white throne judgment? What is this prophecy concerning the great white throne judgment? Well, the great white throne judgment takes place in the Kingdom of God, and Jesus Christ himself is the great white throne judge. And now to the Word of God, to the prophecies concerning Jesus Christ is the great white throne judge. Now, the Apostle Paul describes what is called the first resurrection. I'm in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 51. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says that, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." Now those raised and changed to immortality at Christ's return will live and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. We're talking about the Kingdom of God today, and we're talking about this second resurrection in the great white throne judgment. Now, in Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 5, it says, "And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them, and they lived and they reigned with Christ for 1,000 years." And then we see this remarkable statement of Scripture. It says, "But the rest of the dead did not live. They did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." I'm in Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 5. We can see that there is a first resurrection, then there is a second resurrection, and we're told that the rest of the dead who are not in that first resurrection, they don't live again until the 1,000 years are finished. Read it for yourself. It's in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 5. And then we're told that these people who are in this first resurrection, they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with Christ 1,000 years. But now let's talk about this second resurrection. And we know that people are raised in this second resurrection. Jesus Christ makes that perfectly clear. And we know there's going to be a great white throne judgment. The Bible is also crystal clear on this, that Jesus Christ himself is the great white throne judge. And now to the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 11. Revelation 20, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. The books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, and by the things which were written in the books. So who are the rest of the dead? Now, the scripture said that there's this group of people, literally hundreds of millions of people, who are considered to be the rest of the dead. Now, we know that those who died, who never have known Christ, they are described as standing before the throne of God in a second resurrection. Let's notice this. Revelation 20 and verse 12. This is very clear, okay? So listen to this. Though many people don't understand the second resurrection, as a matter of fact, you can ask people about the second resurrection, and most people would say, I didn't know there was a second resurrection. I'm in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12, and I quote, And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open. This is the second resurrection. Now, throughout the gospel accounts, we see that Jesus Christ so often spoke about this kingdom of God. In the book of Mark chapter 1, we're told in verse 14, Now that after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the good news or the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he would say to the people, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, in other words, change. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel, the good news about the kingdom of God. And that good news, of course, focused around Jesus Christ, that he will be the great king in that kingdom. And all throughout the prophets, there are so many fascinating, interesting details concerning this kingdom of God. We know that the Apostle Paul also taught often the people about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, here's a perfect example of this. We're talking about the Apostle Paul. You can read in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 28. Mark that down. Read this. I'm in the book of Acts chapter 28, in verse 23. It says that when they had appointed him a day, speaking of Paul, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he, Paul, explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God. And he persuaded these people concerning Jesus Christ from the law and from the prophets. Also in verse 31, the very last verse of Acts chapter 28, verse 31, it says, Paul, he was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the prophets are filled with these wonderful details concerning the kingdom of God, but so many people don't know much about the kingdom of God because they don't know the prophets. Make sure to order this updated version of 40 Astounding Facts Concerning the Kingdom of God. We'll send it to you free of charge. You can reach us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. Leave your name and address with us.
Phone us toll-free at 1-877-449-6753. That number again, 1-877-449-6753.